When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's not right.
The Bee or Not the Bee.
And there it is, the bee or not the bee. Ethan's here. Ethan could be hosting the 2 o'clock hour of this show. How do you feel about that?
You know, if you like me, vote no. If you like the show, vote no.
No, I think we're all looking for something that really embarrasses you.
You're looking to get out of work in the 2 o'clock hour.
I mean, that's
not... But really, you're just making more work for yourself.
I don't know. Am I?
I think so.
How? Because if you fall flat, then I got to pick it up?
Yeah.
I guess that's true, but then at least you fill up a little time. I still got the same stuff.
And you're the one that's going to have to figure out how to pick up all the pieces.
This is the B or not the B. I'm going to read you headlines, and you can tell me whether they are fake from the Babylon Bee or whether they are real. First one, Biden excited to see what AutoPen comes up with for his memoir.
That's a B.
That's the B. Quote, that auto pen and I go way back, fat, Biden said. It's always coming up with something creative. I'm on the edge of my seat it'll be something. Pardon me, the Joe Biden story is slated for release in the fall of 2025. That's not the real name of the book, by the way.
I always love their writing when their writing is Joe Biden.
The book is called Pardon Me. All right. Following the death of Ozzy Osbourne, England overrun with millions of bats.
Oh.
Real.
Yeah, I'm going to say this is a real story.
Ha, tricked you. It's fake. It's from the Babylon Bee. According to Natural England, Ozzy Osbourne is the only known natural predator of bats. And if they don't do something quickly, the bat population may explode across the entire globe. Quote, bats can fly and Ozzy is dead, warned zoologist David Mancroft. You do the math. In London, bats reportedly crept in unnoticed through the tube system before exploding onto the surface at dusk, where they proceeded to take over Parliament and all major bridges. Few Londoners escaped without a bat flying into their hair or burqa, causing quite a scare.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Right. Shots there, fired kid. Across the bow right there. All right, next one. Superintendent candidate rejected over using the word ladies.
This is a real story.
This is a real story.
That's crazy.
A federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit filed by a former candidate for East Hampton Superintendent of Schools, whose job offer was rescinded in 2023 after he referred to the school committee chair and an administrative assistant as ladies in an email. Following two interviews, the school committee, this is the story of how this happened, school committee voted 4-3 in their March 23 meeting to offer the position to this guy, Perrone is his last name, who had been the principal of East Hampton High School. 5 days later, a woman named Kwiatkowski announced in another school committee meeting that Perrone would begin work in July of 2023. Perrone had requested a few things in his contract and in the email referred to the people he was talking to as ladies, and they said that was insulting and then rejected the job offer.
That's wild.
Unbelievable. She should have referred to them as... ma'ams.
You know what, though? If I got rejected by a job for using ladies like that, and they said it was offensive, I would count that as a blessing.
You know what, though? He was already working in the school district, so it's not like he was applying to come into this and went, whoa, I dodged a bullet there. He was already there.
Yeah, let me.
He was just looking for a promotion.
Like, let me rethink my position in life here.
What is the alternative? What do you address?
I don't know.
Women in the plural to start an email.
You know what's crazy is that if he would have said, hey guys, like people do, that probably would have been okay.
Yeah.
Misgendering them in that sense. Because what else do you say?
It's improper.
What do you say?
Improper.
Hey all. I mean, I guess.
Hello.
But to have to think the eggshells you're having to walk on in society, and this was 2023, so this is different. I think it's changed.
Yeah, it really has. It totally has.
But the amount of thought you have to put into just basic conversation is exhausting. Yeah. It's probably one of the reasons that Donald Trump won the presidency.
Your Highness,
people are like, get over this crap.
Hello, my princesses. Hello, ooh, my queens.
Well, I'm flattered. I like this guy. All right, the resistance upset as government gets smaller.
This is the beast.
Yeah, this is the beast. We are the resistance. We will stand against Trump's government that he's making smaller, said one angry masked person. Trump is a fascist who wants to destroy this country and control every facet of our lives like we're living in The Handmaid's Tale. That's why he's reducing the size and scope of our government. Other members of the movement remain steadfast that they would push back against any attempts by the government to get smaller and less intrusive in the lives of everyday Americans. Last one, real quick. Police arrest Chuck E. Cheese.
It's real.
This is real. I've seen this.
I knew you guys had seen
it. This is amazing.
Yeah, a worker dressed in a Chuck E. Cheese costume at the kid-friendly pizza franchise in Tallahassee, Florida, was taken to custody Wednesday on larceny charges. Apparently, he was stealing. I don't know if he was stealing at the job or somewhere else, but the officer said, quote, I grabbed his right arm while giving the verbal instruction, Chucky, come with me, Chucky. That's what the officer said.
They perp walked him out with the Chucky mask still on.
Yeah, they let him stay in the costume.
They had him behind the car with the comically large Chuck E. Cheese gloves.
All right, short break. We'll be right back with the Manny Fry Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.